All right, we are on the top of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are still trying to refute the opinion of Rav Huna. Remember that the Mishnah had said, Yesh neder b'soch neder ve'in shvua b'soch shvua. So, an example was, right, hareni nazir, it's neder b'soch neder. So Rav Huna said, that's got to be hareni nazir ayom, hareni nazir l'machar, right? Right? And Shmuel said, no, even Hareni Nazir Ayom, Hareni Nazir Ayom, also would be, there's Naziris on Naziris. So we are trying to attack Rav Huna. So let's go from the top of the Yudan Mubiz, Tanan. Tanan, we read this a little bit last time, but let's just, as usual, get ourselves, get our bearings. Tanan, Yesh Neder B'Soch Neder Ve'Ein Shvua B'Soch Shvua, right? So the mission says that there is such a thing as a Neder within a nether, and there is a shua, and there is no such thing as a shua within a shua. So, hey, chidami, what's the case? If you want to say the case is, that first he says, I'm a nazir today. And then he says, and by the way, I'm also going to be a nazir tomorrow. The kavase, you grab a shua, and what would be the corollary by shua? Shal ochal te'enim, sorry, the kavase, grab a shua, shal ochal te'enim, v'chazav amar, shua, shal ochal anovim. Right, so Hareni Nazir Hayom, Hareni Nazir L'Machar, two different days at least, right, at which you're taking the nether. So by Shua, what would that be? The same thing would be, I say today I'm not going to eat dates, and then tomorrow I say that I'm not going to eat grapes, right? So it's two separate Shavuos, right? If that's true, I'm my lochal shuva shuva, and then there's no reason why that shouldn't work. I can take multiple shuvos on multiple different issues and different items and different activities that I'm not going to do. That would work. So that can't be the case. So elahei chidamia. So what must be the case? De lochal shuva shuva. What's the case? Right, that shua is not chal on shua. What is that? What's the answer with that? But you can go into amar shuva shlo ochal teinim v'chazav amar shuva shlo ochal teinim. Right, so the case where I'm not going to have like a double shvu, I won't be liable twice if I then go ahead and eat a date is tahina is a fig, right? Tamar is a date because my teacher in fourth grade used to say go on a date with Tamar. That's how I know. So some things you remember from fourth grade. So tahina is a fig. Sorry. So if I go ahead and I say, so what's the corollary in neder? The kavas agab nizirus heichidami da amar hareni nazir hayom hareni nazir hayom. Right, that should be the same. Right, again, to make it the same exact, language, same exact, shavua or same exact neder, it would be hareni nazir hayom hareni nazir hayom. Vikitani yesh neder b'soch neder. Right? Now, what's the whole point? The whole point is that there is neder b'soch neder. There is no shavua b'soch shavua. If it was two separate things, I didn't have reason for it not to be shavua b'soch shavua. So it must be it's the same. In which case, by neder, it's also the same. In which case, Rav Huna's got a problem. Kashal Rav Huna. Right? Rav Huna once told me that neder b'soch neder can't be hareni nazir hayom hareni nazir hayom. Why not? That seems to be what the case is, actually. Okay, so how are we going to answer that question? So amlecha Rav Huna, and obviously according to Shmuel, who said that works also, so that's not a problem. Fine. What's Rav Huna going to answer? So amlecha Rav Huna masnis in damar hareni nazir hayom hareni nazir lemachar. Okay, so Rav Huna says no. Our Mishnah, I still agree with what I said initially. Our Mishnah, which said, Yesh neder b'soch neder is what? I said, Hareni nazir hayom, Hareni nazir lemachar, which I understand now why that works, right? Because one for today, one for tomorrow, fine. But the kavas, the gabeshua, what's the corollary? It's not what you think, right? It's not, I'm not going to eat te'inim, I'm not going to eat te'inim. What is the corollary? Gabeshua da amar, shalo ochel te'inim, v'chazav amar, shavua shalo ochel te'inim ve'anavim. The lo chayla. Okay? He says, I'll tell you what the case, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah? A shavua, b'soch shavua doesn't work. It's when I take a shavua, not to eat te'inim, and then I say, and shavua shalo ochel te'inim ve'anavim. That doesn't work. That's a shavua, b'soch shavua, and that's not going to work. Okay, so take a look at the Ran for a second. Look actually right across the way from where we are, where it says the first word in the line is batar, basar lishna. And then it says, Vahachi Makshe. See where I am in the Ron? You see that? Vahachi Makshe. Vada ki amres bahareni nazir hayom, areni nazir lamachar, the naziris chal naziris. Hani Mishum, why is it that when Harini Nazar Yom Harini Nazar Lamacha, why does that work? Hani Mishum Dechi Amar Harini Nazar Hayom Ki Belav Shloshim Yom Harishonim. Right, when I say Harini Nazar Hayom, I'm accepting myself immediately. Today's day one and the next 30 days. Right, Vichi Amar Harini Nazar Lamachar. When I say today I'm going to be Nazar tomorrow, what happens? Ki Belav Shloshim VeEchad. What am I doing? I already chose. Right, these next 30 days, starting with today's day one. When I say I already know Zalamachar, what am I extending it to at the very least? One more day, which would be 31 days, right? Because it starts tomorrow. Today I'm a Nazir because of the first one I said. Tomorrow I'm a Nazir because of the second one I said. So for 29 days, or for 30 days, basically, for 30 days, it's all the same. But when I get to day 31, I'm actually going to have that last day of the second Nazirus. Udafisha ein Nazirus p'chusim yishloshim yom. But since Naziris is never less than 30 days, Sarech Limnos Shloshim Acherim. So you don't make them swallow swallow each other. Rather, I have to count another 30 days. Nims She'ein Nidro Sheini Mishutaf Im Neder Rishon. My first neder is not connected to the first neder. Klal Ela Kochad V'Chad Kai Ba'Apin Nafshi. They're actually totally separate, right? But I started on the next day, so already I would have had an extended day there, right? So now I've broke those two things apart, and now the second one can start on day 31, right? V'kevin shekein, the kavasa gab, and since that's true, the kavasa gab eshua nami lo mishkachas ela ba'omer shavua shelo ochal tehenim v'chal zibam eshua shelo ochal anovim, right? So this is part of the kasha, right? So in the case of shua, it's two separate things also. Fine. But v'chi agavna, if the b'shua is nami chal eshua al shua, but that's not going to work because then the shua is chal and shua. Right, it will work for shua, in which case that can't be our examples for my Mishnah. Right, so Ella, because we're trying to find a case where it works for neder and doesn't work for shua. So Ella, vade mi desnam b'shua, is the age shua b'soch shua. Somebody said that by shua, it doesn't work. V'akorcha b'sheshtei shavuos chalos al davar echad, mitukma de kavasa b'nedarim katani yesh neder b'soch neder v'kashar v'funim. So we understand the question. Fine. So what's the answer? U'mifarkinan. And what's the answer? Amalach harafun, harafun would say back. Masnisin da amar harini nazar ayom harini nazar lamachar, right? Our mission is, again, nazar today, nazar tomorrow. Klomar, lo tezel basar dina, elazio basar lishna. Don't go according to the halacha, per se. Go according to the language that the person uses. Dechi amar harini nazar lamachar, mi machar ve'ad shloshim yom ka'amar. Right? When the person says, the way we explained it before was, harini nazar ayom harini nazar lamachar, is since I said today and tomorrow, the second one doesn't start tomorrow. It starts when the first one's over, right? But if you go with what I said, what did I say? I said in Lamachar, tomorrow, right? If that's true, go by what I said, right? And so when I said Harini Nazar Lamachar, mi Machar v'yad Shloshim Yom Kamar, I mean just tomorrow and for the next 30 days after that, just until day 31. V'havalei ki'ilu amar Harini Nazar Hayom u'machar. That's as if I said I'm a Nazar today and tomorrow. You can put them together. Sha'af kan chav tes yom mi neder hasheni mu'ravim bizman neder harishon. 29 days from the second neder will be connected to the first neder, right? Va'af apisha osan chav tes yom einan chalin klal machmas nidro sheni. Right? Even though the second, those 29 days sort of do nothing. Right? I act no differently because of the second neder. Mikomakom b'hai lishna chal nidre l'inyin shiyehei yom shloshim ve'echad sof shloshim yom shal nazirus shniyah. It does make a difference, because what happens? I can't have one day of nazirus. So after I finish day 30, I can never have day 31. That's not true, right? But because I took the neder on day 2 of the first nazirus, now when I get to day 31, right, that day can be a day of nazirus. Why? Because I took a neder during the first. Right, as a nether besoch nether. Right, I took a second nether in the middle, right, of the first one, and it allows it to make a difference at the end when it finally, like, you imagine like overlapping, you know, and then like one of them has a little, right.
So one day over. So he's saying instead of going, we all this time we've been saying it's going to be 60 days, 30 and 30. Now he's saying it's just 31 plus one.
And that's it works beautifully with the language. Right. Besoch nether. It's mamish besoch. Right. It's like literally like tucked in, right, until it sticks out a little at the end. Right, it's like you can visualize it, right?
It's 30 plus one, but then that triggers another 30 days.
No,
that's not what he's saying here.
No, I think it's still gonna trigger.
Let's see what he's gonna say. I'm saying
but up till now
he hasn't said that.
Right, but that's what the Gemara is saying.
But I'm just saying, right now, yeah, right now, what the Ron says is all it does is trigger day 31. What's that going
to
do?
We'll see.
Okay,
yes, I agree.
Okay, so let's see. Ron didn't say that yet, right? So he says. Right, Sharehu Kachnet, fine. Nimsa. So now keep going. You see where I am now? We're in the third wide line. Five words in. Nimsa. Mm-hmm. Yes? Sharehu Kachnet. Fine. Nimsa Sha'achav Tesyam Menezirish Rishona Chal Nezirish Shias. It turns out that on the 29 days of the initial Nezirish, we now had a second Nezirish. Le'inin Shetehe Yom Shloshim Ve'echad Le'Nezirusa. To allow there to be such a thing as day 31. Right? Because otherwise day 31 would be nothing. I think it happened only because there's a neder besochnet. Fine. El lafisha ein nezirus p'chus mishalshim. Now that's what you said, Jonathan. So now, wait a second. Oh, I don't have such a thing as a nezirus for one day. Mm-hmm. There's no such concept, right? Nezirus is 30 days. So now, tzarech limnos ode letashlim shloshim b'shvil neder sheni. Now I got to start counting 30 days, right? And so, yes, what's going to turn out is that it practically will also be 30 and then 30. Right, but that only happens because I said lamachar. Mm-hmm. By saying lamachar, it gave an extension period. Even the language that I used to make the second nazirus kind of like activate a second amount of time. Because right? If it's just a nazir, harini nazir ayom, harini nazir ayom, according to Ravuna, the two are just overlaid, and there's no distinction between the two. And then that's nice. You said it twice, but you didn't do anything. But since I said Hayom, and then I said Lamacha, where Lamacha now extended the time. Once it extended the time, it's like it activates day 31. Now day 31 is activated. 29 more days will be activated after that.
So, but then based on what the Ron said, if you violated your neder on day 15, is he over
one or two?
Because he, at the end, no matter how you slice it, you're going to go an extra 30 days.
It's a good point. So it's a good question. Right. Because you're saying, because really the new one didn't start.
I mean,
yet.
He's saying it overlapped, but
it overlapped to activated the second right. 30. So it would sound like you'd only violate one if you violated it on day 15.
Right.
Right. That's what it sounded like. Probably even on day
30. Even on day 28.
Even on day 30.
Even on day 30.
Oh, okay. Same thing.
Because it really it's not until, and even on day 31, you're violating the new
right.
one.
Yes. Right.
It would sound like that at this point. Correct. I agree with you. It would sound like that. Now let's see him explain the corollary by Shavua, right? Why Shavua doesn't work. With the kavasa gabe Shavuos, right? And when it comes to Shavuos, ki amar Shavua shla ocha ta'inim v'chazav amar shla ocha ta'inim v'anavim. Okay, so what are we doing there? Sort of similar, right? Ta'inim, I'm not going to eat figs, and now I'm not eating ta'inim v'anavim.
Concurrent plus supplement.
Concurrent plus a little bit more, right? There's a little overlay with a little bit extra, right? Lo chayla shua, but b'sraisa al te'inim klal. Right, when that happens, the second shua does not activate the te'inim at all, because I already, right, the leis le'le rafuna, shetacho shua afilu b'kolel. B'kolel means like, even like to, you know, the two together, like to put them together. So Rafuna argues, what is the chiddush of yesh neder b'soch neder, right? The chiddush is, I can overlay nedarim to have the second one be activated when the first one's done. But by Shavua, I can't do that. So when I take the second Shavua and I say Te'enim ve'anavim, it's not going to have an impact. But it's interesting, the Ron says it doesn't have an impact on Te'enim. But what about the Anavim? It doesn't explain. So I think that's what he's going to say next. I'm still not so happy with this. Why? Kach nezira shniya ena chala al ena chala be'esher v'tisha yom rishonim b'nishik var nazir right behem right. Meaning, I just told you that the te'inim is not going to be chal the second te'inim, just like the second nezira won't be chal yet in a certain sense. Lefika chani omer the kiyaminim v'chazav amar shua shel ocha te'inim ve'anavim hachika amar. So what does it mean when I said no shua I'm not going to eat te'inim and rimonim? Sorry, te'inim and anavim. What does it mean? Hachika amar. Shelo ochel osam ka'achas. And I won't have a te'ena v'anavim fruit salad. I won't eat them together. Ubechi ha'gavna nami misparish ha'alishna b'zorach per shua shtayim b'sbasri. That's how you understand the Gemara later on in Misach HaShuas. But the point being, just about not eating grapes, he said, really, in theory, it should work. Because that is separate. It's a separate shua, not to do something different, not to eat grapes. Like that, why should the tefillah that the two are, overlap shouldn't make a difference, right? Fine. So, that's what he wants to argue. So, just in terms of putting that together, it would be that anavim ta'anim v'rimon v'anavim means mamish ta'anim v'anavim mamish together. That's the second. The second shvua is I won't eat both together. So since there's nothing new on the ta'anim the second time, it's not going to impact it. The anavim that are eaten together with the ta'anim. But he has moda that it would be true that the anavim by themselves it would have an impact. Fine. Okay. So now let's go back to the gemara. So that's how Rav Huna answers the question. Fine, he says, that's what I understand. And according to this construct, now I'm okay still because my original point was that the Mishnah says, that neder that there is neder besoch neder, so that can be, harini nazar hayom, harini nazar lamachar. I'm still okay. Fine. So the Gemara is not so happy with this. So it says the Gemara back, v'ha amar rabba. So I'm back in the Gemara now, almost exactly in the middle of the page. V'ha amar rabba. Gemara says, but wait a second. That's weird. You want to say this is the case, Rav Huna? V'amar Rabba, but didn't Rabba say? Shavua shalo ocha te'enim v'chaz v'amar shavua shalo ocha te'enim v'anavim. What about this case that Rav Huna is referring to? Rabba talked about that case, and he said, v'ocha te'enim, let's say you did it. After you took that shavua, that double shavua, not to eat te'enim and not to eat te'enim v'anavim, and then v'ocha te'enim, you went ahead and you ate te'enim. V'hifrish korban. And you set aside a korban to bring for violating your shua. V'chazer v'achal anavim. But you didn't actually bring the korban yet. And then you went ahead and you ate grapes. Harv lehu anavim chatzishir. The anavim in that case are chatzishir. Why? Because the shua was not to eat both. Right? So I only ate anavim. So then anavim will only be a chatzishir.
Saying the korban must have broken the link between the two, right?
Ve'en mevi'en korban achatishir. I mean, I already brought a korban. I already separated the korban for te'enim, and now I went ahead and ate anavim. So if I hadn't separated the korban yet, so okay, so I'm bringing a korban for the te'enim and for the anavim. That's fine. But since I already had separated it, so just eating the grapes is only a achatishir, and in which case I can't bring like a second korban. What's the point though? Alma heichad amr shua shlocha te'enim v'chazav amr shua shlocha te'enim v'anavim migiducha shua al anavim chad nam yal te'enim. But you saw what happened is that the anavim was part of the second shvua, right? So if anavim is part of the second shvua, and now we're like whoa chatzi shir korban, what does that mean? That means what you did mattered, and we care, and it was a violation. Right, maybe you can't bring a korban in such a case. But the point is that it sounds like you did something wrong here. But I thought Rav Huna is now saying, what's the point? The whole point is that that's the case of ein shua chal shua, and that's why I'm not going to have to, what I did doesn't matter. But how can it not matter? I'm having a whole question. Do you bring a korban? You don't bring a korban? Okay, fine, it's too late. Okay, too late. That means I did something, right? Sounds like the Gemara there and Shua's, and at least according to Shita of Rabbah, thinks that if you said, Shvur shalochal teinim, and then he said shvur shalochal teinim ve'anavim. The anavim part matters, right? And it's only chatzishir. Sounds like the teinim v'rimon, the whole thing that I said the second time made a difference here. And what I said, was chal. In which case, that seems to ruin Rav Huna's idea that's the case of shua that the Mishnah is referring to, which is because the whole point of the Mishnah is ein shua chal shua. This sounds like it does. So what's Rav Huna's answer going to be? Rav Huna lo sfir leka rabba. Right, that's true. According to Rabba, that would be a problem for me. But good news, I don't hold like Rabba. So sorry. So you don't have to worry about it. Again, Rabba is an amora. So Rav Huna can say that. I don't hold like Rabba. Fine. So point being, not a kash. So good. Fine. So Rav Huna is still okay. He's still alive, and his approach still works. One more attack. Or actually, I think more than one more attack. But for now, we'll see one more attack. Meisvei, Gemara tries again. Misha Nazar Shte Naziros. Let's say a person takes two Naziros at the same time. Okay. Mana Esarishona V'Hifrish. Let me just do one thing. Fine. So person takes two nazirs, two sets of nazirs at the same time. Okay. Misha nazar shtei nazirs manas arishon of hifrish korban. He counts the first set of 30 days, and then he puts a korban aside. Really, it's more than one korban, but right, he sets aside what he's going to bring for that korban. His time is up. Fine. Vinisha aleha. And then he says, you know what? I don't want to bring this ox or whatever he's supposed to bring. And he goes to a tam chacham and he says, if I would have known that whatever he says to do, and he's matir nether, and he's able to get out of bringing that korban, fine. Also lo shnia berishona, okay. And now what happens? And now he, you know, nishala means he's matir nether on the nazirus, okay. So he said, I'm going to take upon myself two naziruses is how many days? Presumably 60 days, right? Finishes 30 days. And then he says, you know what? I really didn't mean it. That was a mistake. I didn't mean the initial Nazirus. I didn't want to do that. Okay? And he explains to the Talmud Chacham, who gives his Matir. Okay, fine. Mutalach. You brought in Nazir. Okay, but he still has a second Nazirus. So what happens? And he said, no problem. I did 30 days already. That counts for my second Nazirus. And he's finished already. Okay? So that's what the Gemara says. Also, lo shniya barishona. So he finished his second Nazirus in the first set of 30 days. Because the first set of 30 days were, you know, he said that you didn't have to worry about the first Naziris. So what did he do? So he accomplished the second one. Okay. So the question is, hey, Chidami, what's the case? If the case was, he already said, Harini Nazir Hayom, and tomorrow, Amaya also lo shniya b'rishona, that can't be. You can't, if this first set of 30 days counts for my second Naziris, it must be that the second Naziris wasn't starting the next day, because I still have a day left, right? At the very least, I have a day left, right? So that couldn't work. So what must be the case, right? Ha ikiyom isera, says the Gemara, that would be an extra day. Ela pshita da amar reni nazir hayom, reni nazir hayom, right? So must be the case. Case must be he's accepted two naziras at the same time, right? And he said that hayom, right? And what do we know happened? What then happens? How many naziruses were chal? Both. Right? So in which case, v'tiyukta de Ravuna, that's a huge problem with Ravuna. We see now that a person says, Hareni Nazir Hayom, that activates two sets of Nazirus, which is the whole point that Ravuna was making, that no, that can't be the case. What makes, you know, when you have two sets of Nazirus, only if you said, Hareni Nazir Hayom, Hareni Nazir Lamachar. If I would say, Hareni Nazir Hayom twice, that's not going to work. But this case must be that such a case. That must be what's happening here. So it must be that Rafuna is wrong. Okay? Good. So Rafuna is going to answer. Lo, la'olam hareni nazir hayom, hareni nazir lemachar. No, the case is still where he said nazir today and nazir tomorrow. So what does that mean? What does it mean that the first 30 days were qualified for his second Naziris here because he was shoal on his first set? How does that work? Lebar me'ahu yom yaseira. All it means is he chapped the first 29 days. That's all it means. He still has to finish out, right? If he was shoel on the first naziros, fine. So that's done. That's out of the way. But what about all the days that I kept? The answer is, that's great. Your first 29 days were taken care of. But we still agree that you'll need one more day to finish it up, right? And therefore, this is not a kasha on that's answer number one. Inami kigon shekibal shtei naziros bebas achas. Or what did he do? The case is that he accepted two Naziruses, if you can say such a thing, at the same moment. Right? What do you mean? Look at the Ran. On the left side, Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Inami b'shekiba alav shtei Nazirus bibas achas klomar dechi agav nachal etarvayu sharei ein achas mehen kodemes lechaverta. I mean, this is not Henri Nazir Yom, Henri Nazir Yom. Harei alai shtei Nazirus. Right? Accept both at the same time, which is one didn't come before the other. Right? The name of Shlo Tachol Shniya Achar. You're not going to say, you know, Neder Besoch Neder, or whatever you're going to call it, or I already have one in place. It says, I accepted two at the same moment. So then even Rafuna is going to agree to that. And that could be the case also. The bottom line is, at least at this point, there's another answer for Rafuna, in which case we can't, the attacks have not worked, and Rafuna is still left standing. So next week we'll continue on Yerchas Amud Aleph with more kashas on Rafuna's approach. Okay, yeah, sure.